The next patient is Otilia Serrano, the first name O-T-I-L-I-A, last name S-E-R-R-A-N-O. This is the clinical case of 87-year-old Hispanic female that was recently admitted to the hospital because of a upper respiratory infection, period. At the time of the admission, apparently the medications were changed, and the patient has been confused with the medication. She's taking for his blood pressures only the diltiazem, ...180 milligrams on daily basis, and she's not taking the losartan. For that reason, the blood pressure has been fluctuating, and the patient was advised to take the two of those medications. Today, the patient had a blood pressure of 132 over 53 with a heart rate of 55, period. Number two, the patient has a history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to secondhand smoking, and for that reason, she is prone to have upper respiratory infections. Number three, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under control. Number four, the patient was complaining of feet pain and tingling and numbness. We order a ultrasound of the arterial tree in the lower extremities, and in the right lower extremities, no flow in the right posterior tibial artery, more than 70% narrowing in the right anterior tibial artery, and 50 to 70% narrowing of the right dorsalis pedis, and areas of 50% narrowing suspected in the right popliteal area. Severely reduced right ankle brachial index. In the left lower extremity, there is no flow in the right anterior and posterior tibial arteries. Period. There is more than 70% of the right dorsalis pedis, and 70% or more of the mid popliteal artery. The patient is referred to the vascular surgeon, Dr. St. Louis. Saint, S-T, Louis, L-O-U-I-S. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient doesn't take the statin that has been prescribed on regular basis. She takes it on PRN basis, and today the serum cholesterol is 211. The patient is advised to follow the recommendations with reevaluation in 4 months.